Members of Australia's Coptic Christian community have lost relatives in the bomb attacks on two churches in Egypt. Community representatives say Coptic followers have long been targeted in Egypt, and they are calling for global leaders to back Egypt's government in its fight against such attacks. The latest targeted attack on Coptic Christians in Egypt has hit incredibly close to home for some Australians. Bishop Anbar Suriel of the Coptic Orthodox Diocese Church in Melbourne says people in his community lost relatives in the attack.
One of the people that works very close to me, his wife's cousin, lost her husband, and her other cousin lost her father-in-law in the attack in St. George Cathedral in Tanta, where they are from originally. They were very emotional last night when I spoke to them on the phone, very distraught at this vicious attack on the Copts in Egypt, and in particularly, obviously, losing people that are very close to them. So it really hits very close to home. You know, that's not just something that affected people back in Egypt, but is affecting my community here as well, and Copts around the world, in fact.
The self-proclaimed Islamic State has claimed responsibility for both attacks, which came at the heart of Holy Week leading up to Easter. The bombings took place during Palm Sunday services, supposed to be marked by celebration. The head of the Public Affairs Council for the Coptic Orthodox Diocese of Sydney, John Nauer, says the timing is devastating for the community.
The timing is of course, terrible and shocking. And those terrorists knew that Palm Sunday is a big day in the Egyptian calendar. Thousands of people attend the church, even if they don't attend throughout the year the Coptic church. On Palm Sunday, on Good Friday, on Saturday night, Easter Mass, there will be huge crowds. And I think they knew when to hit, they knew when to achieve their evil goal.
So-called Islamic State has waged a low-level war against soldiers and police in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula for years. But the group is now targeting civilians in the country's mainland. Bishop Suriel is calling for the Egyptian government to increase the country's security.
Well, I think the government in Egypt under President Sisi is trying its best under very difficult circumstances to protect all citizens of Egypt. But I think that they really need to look carefully at how they can step up their security.